Masechet Megillah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Bet. Mishnah says, En mochrin betakneset, ela al tenai, shim yirtzu, yahziruhu, divrei Rabbi Meir. Says Rabbi Meir, that a person or a town is not allowed to sell a synagogue unless they put into that sale that there's a condition, that if they want to undo the deal, if they want their shul, their synagogue back, that they can get it back. It would be disrespectful to sell a shul without the condition. It shows that the people, oh, they just want to get rid of the shul. They don't even want it anymore. So therefore, the rabbis make us have a condition in there that if a person or a community wants to get back their synagogue, that they would have the ability to get it back. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'hachamim omrim, mochrin oto mimkar olam. Hachamim disagree, and they say when somebody is selling a synagogue, they sell it permanently. There's no condition that they could buy it back. When a community is selling a synagogue, they're selling it forever. The community is allowed to sell it for any type of purpose, but besides the four that the Mishnah is going to say. Chutz me'arba'a devarim. They could sell it, but not for these four things. Lemirhatz, labursaki, latfila, ulebet hamayim. They're not allowed to sell it to become a bathhouse. A bursaki is a place where they would make leather, where it would smell very bad. A mikveh, or a bathroom. All of these places are degrading, they're disgusting in a certain way, and therefore you're not allowed to turn a shul into one of those. Rabbi Yehuda omer, mochrin oto l'shem hatzer, v'alokeach ma shirtze ya'aseh, says Rabbi Yehuda. He disagrees with that second point of the rabbis. The rabbi said that you have to be very careful not to sell it for one of those disgusting purposes. But says Rabbi Yehuda, what you could do is you're selling it as a courtyard. You're not having the discussion with the buyer what he's actually going to do with the synagogue. You're selling it to him just like you would sell to him a courtyard. Then the buyer, once he takes possession of the shul, he could do whatever he wants with it, as long as the seller hears from the buyer that he's buying it as a courtyard. As long as, in other words, he doesn't know what he's doing with it, then he's allowed to sell it to him, and then that buyer is allowed to do whatever he wants with it, and it wouldn't be the responsibility of the seller to make sure that he's doing something respectful with it. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Masechet Megillah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. In the last Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda told us a halacha when it came to selling of a synagogue, Bet HaKnesset, a shul. Here, Rabbi Yehuda is going to talk about a synagogue that just fell out of use, and it got ruined, it got old, and it became abandoned. What can we do with that synagogue? Mishnah says, V'odama Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also said, Bet HaKnesset Sheharav En Maspidin Betochov. There's a synagogue that became abandoned and it became ruined. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it still has its holiness, and therefore you're not allowed to give a eulogy. You can't have a funeral for somebody who passed away in there. You're not allowed to use a Bet HaKnesset, the synagogue, for funerals. So you cannot do that in that type of Bet HaKnesset. It still has its holiness. Ve'en mafshilin betocho havalim, ve'en porshin letocho metzudot. You're not allowed to twist ropes or spread nets in that type of synagogue. Type of work that's not befitting of doing that in the open space of a shul. Ve'en shotchin al gago perot, not allowed to use the roof to dry fruits on it. Ve'en osin oto kampandaria, not allowed to use it as a shortcut. The synagogue is holy no matter what, even if it's not being used anymore, even if there's no one there, it still has its holiness, and therefore activities that are forbidden to do in a shul, you're not allowed to do over here. So all these different types of activities that we're talking about are mundane. You're using the synagogue for your own purpose. You're not allowed to do that. Chine Emar, like the Pasuk tells us, that even a synagogue that's abandoned is still holy. Vahashimoti et mikdeshechem, that Hashem says, I'm going to make your synagogues desolate with nobody over there. We use the word mikdash over here, and sometimes we call a synagogue a mikdash me'at, a minor sanctuary. So we say, we comment about this pasuk, kedushatan af keshehen shomemin. We call them mikdash, which tells us that there's holiness over there, and that they hold on to their holiness even when they're ruined and abandoned and nobody is there. Another halacha about a bet hakneset that's lying there abandoned. Alubo asabim lo itlosh mipene agmat nefesh. If grass grows over there in the synagogue that was abandoned, you're not allowed to uproot that grass. We want that grass to be there because if people see it, they see the former spot where they used to pray. They see their childhood shul, for example, and they see it's sitting there desolate. There's grass growing over there. They're gonna feel so bad about it, and it's going to inspire them and motivate them to try and fix up the synagogue and rebuild it, or at least to pray to Hashem that things get fixed. So we want them to have that feeling in order to make the shul back a holy spot and to rebuild it.